Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Last week, myself and Charlie Halligan went across to London. We all did this in one day, by the way. So, you know, it sounds very glamorous, but it was, it was a bit of an old trek. Over on a flight to London, got on the tube, went up to a hotel called Corinthia. Beautiful hotel, I'd never been in it before. And we got to meet Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. Colin I've met on many occasions, never met Margot before, very nice, and it's all to do with a movie called A Big Bold Beautiful Journey, which is a romantic fantasy film, and it's really good actually, very well written, and the two of them are the two stars in it obviously. So it's called A Big Bold Beautiful Journey, and there was a big bold beautiful atmosphere in the room when I went in to have a chat with them.
Well, listen, you look fantastic together there. I was just saying, I watched the movie the other day, Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey.
Yeah.
And there's great chemistry. Is that just good acting, or
it's
is
good
there...
Good acting, I can't stand it.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Really?
No. Doing these interviews in different spaces, splicing together.
You could tell by how close
Bring back Zoom, says you. Yeah. No, there was.
It was
great.
Easy from day one. Honest to God, just meeting her from day one. I was saying earlier on, the Aussies and the Irish, they're kind of love and unease with the old banter.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like from day one. We got into a rehearsal space. We had the scripts there, but we didn't touch them for the first 2 days. And we were just talking and shooting the shit.
And did you know that it was going to be Margot?
I didn't when I was on this film for about 3 years, I think. Maybe two and a half, 3 years. But when I heard that she was on it, I mean, I just love everything she's done. I think she's just extraordinary. And I'd also heard... amazing, because you hear about different actors. I've heard amazing things about her from people I've worked with through the years, and when I heard she was into it, I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
So it's not just great acting, it's Margot, it's also, it's also, you know, that the chemistry is there between the two of you.
No, and I suspected it would be, and I'd always heard amazing, because we've spoken in the past, and I'd always been like, wow, he seems amazing, and everyone speaks so highly of him, and I've got a lot of friends that work behind the camera and they say he's amazing, and so I've always wanted to work with him. I suspected we'd have good chemistry, but the truth is you don't really know until you're doing it.
Exactly.
Because it's not necessarily a thing about like, oh, I find that person attractive, we're going to have good chemistry. It doesn't really work like that necessarily.
It's quite a complex,
because you're hideous and I can't stand looking at you, but thank God we've got chemistry.
It's quite a complex story, and I mean, I think it's everybody can identify with it. I think it's a really good story because there are things that are holding us all back.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, you're on a journey, a big, bold, beautiful journey of discovery, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, the past has little hooks in us, do you know what I mean? And you don't really always know where the hooks are.
You kind of say, I'm never doing that because of this. So it kind of
Yeah.
Were you impressed with his dancing? Because I must say, I mean...
Extraordinarily.
She was overjoyed with the discomfort, that with the obvious discomfort I was in and having to do that sequence.
You did it well, though.
Thanks, Ian.
You did it well.
Very well.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. And I just, more than anything, was gleeful knowing how much he was
squirming
in his
lilac. Now, you know, he does have a musical background.
I do know.
Stop, will you?
I know. And a dancing background, too.
Yeah.
So, listen, you know, we all have access to YouTube. I've seen it all.
Did that take a lot of rehearsal and work or choreography?
A load of getting over myself, and which is very hard for a man like me. It was. We had an amazing set of dancers, an incredible choreographer, and all the dancers who did such extraordinary work, and they were really supportive. I went to a dance studio, you know, over a 2 week period, two or three times a week, and spent a few hours with them. Yeah, it was very fame.
It was very good. It looked like you were born to do it.
No, it didn't feel like that, man. Thanks.
And you also do an impression of Colin's Irish accent.
I knew that was in the trailer, so I assumed it would make the cut. But
could you do that again for us?
Sorry, Ireland.
How did you pick that up?
I literally just said, can you put this, can you just record
voice note me
and I'll try and copy it. But my, you know, my disclaimer is Sarah shouldn't be good at accents, so I, you know, don't judge
it. It was a choice. If the accent, people don't like the accent, it was a character choice.
Exactly, it was a character choice. And one day, if I ever do an Irish accent in a film, trust me, I will work.
But you were taking the piss out of me. It was supposed to be a little diddly idle.
Exactly.
Nailed.
So, coming up very soon in Ireland is we've got a presidential election.
Yeah.
Do you want to take your name out of it now at this stage? Because everybody seems to be going for it. You've no interest in...
No,
with the president of Ireland.
God, the president of Ireland.
Yeah, of Ireland, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've got all kinds of people going for it, you know.
I said this morning, if you were a cult leader, I would join your cult. So this could be the version of that, when you run for president.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And listen, we heard a story about Tato Crisps as well.
Mm. That's, what do you mean?
Well done, Ireland. Yeah. Well done, please.
Hang on a second, let's see.
I got them from Marjorie earlier.
Yeah.
Marjorie, someone who we did an interview with, was kind enough to bring a gift. Ian, where's your gift?
They looked like UK ones. They looked like UK ones.
Well, they were bought here by Marjorie.
Hold on a second.
You see, Marjorie from the East End.
Hold on a second.
You're not going there.
This is the real... This is the last minute.
Back in the net.
This is
back in the f***ing net.
The real thing.
These are the ones now. I had to buy them on Amazon, but I used to make her a crisp sandwich every day for work.
Every single day. Did you ever wear that? Every day.
I heard that. Every day. You were making this film.
Every single day I came in with a chip sandwich, wrapped in tin foil with an M on it, and it went into our fridge in the trailer.
Oh my God.
Every day.
And how did you manage to dispose of it without letting them know?
Like gobbling it.
He would see me eating it.
Yeah, totally. I'd smell the cheese and onion off her breath while that was the giveaway. The target was met.
Nothing like them. Nothing like them.
They really are, to be honest. Yeah. The best.
I can tell you, the other ones in the yellow pack, they won't taste the same, even though they say toast. They're different.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They're different.
I know this because when you get Australian things like Tim Tams or whatever in America, everyone's like, I've got your Tim Tams. I'm like,
and they're different.
They're not the same.
And they're made in America, the Tim Tams.
Made in America, they don't taste the same.
It's a bit like the Super Queen sausages. Sorry.
You get very esoteric now, man.
Well, listen, it's a great film. I urge people to go out and see it. And it seems to be on release everywhere at the same time. So it's in cinemas from today. And congratulations.
Thanks, Ian. It's great to see you.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.